Kayla got the 411, the 411. Sipping lemonade, throwing light shade.
What's up, you guys? It is Kayla got the 411 back for another Whopping Wednesday episode. What's up, everyone? How are you all doing? Y'all, it's so crazy how this month of July has flew by. Like, my daughter starts back school August 4th, like next week. Like, what in the hell? What in the hell has happened? Like, I'm about to turn 30 in like 2 months. That's crazy to me, but you know what? It definitely shows you to appreciate life, because life goes by so fast, and you definitely gotta just, you know, follow your dreams, stay true to you, and, you know, just make memories while we all are here living, and you know what I'm saying? Make memories, follow your dreams, remember that, people. So, the topic for this week, we're going to be talking about our married men trash. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I always come up with these things from TikTok, because I love fucking TikTok, you guys. I love it. I love it. TikTok, I go in there for my recipes, for my comedy, you know, for spirituality. I follow a few people that's really big into spirituality like I am, and I always just be on there for hours scrolling. So this topic came up about the state of marriage right now, and it was a particular question, and someone stitched it, and they talked about how, you know, married men these days are not getting into marriage for the right reasons. A lot of them are maybe possibly getting into marriage because they want someone to take care of them during old age. You know, so it started this big, big debate on this topic. And I am not a married person. Let me go ahead and make that clear. I am not married, but I am a single woman who is 29. And I've been out here dating. And I can honestly say the amount of married men that I have met, have recently met, is truly disturbing. And one thing I can say is that I'm a very smart, intelligent, intuitive woman. You know, I don't have a lot of stories where I can say, oh, a guy did me this dirty. I've only had a guy do me so dirty once, and that was the last time a guy ever did me dirty, because I ask questions and I look into any man. And the amount of guys that I've encountered who I was getting to know or actually leading, going on a date with, where I stopped and actually just did a deep search of them and found out that they were married, right? And from what I had saw, it looked like they were happily married. You know, their wives were very beautiful. You know, it's so sad sometimes when I do find out that a guy is married, and, like, you know, I come across her Facebook page. I remember one woman, she was like, she had a business. I came across her business page. Like, they have beautiful, like, workings, like, successful women at home. They have beautiful kids. They have families, and they're literally out here, like, trying to date you, like, literally trying to wholly just date you as if they're single out here when they have a whole family at home. Sometimes they even have kids on the way. And it really, really got me to thinking, like, oh my gosh, as a single woman out here dating, I'm 29, I'm out here dating, and I keep finding out that a lot of these men are actually married, and they're supposedly happily married, and they have beautiful, successful women at home, and they're out here in the streets acting like they're single, trying to take me out. Like, that is bizarre to me. That's bizarre, and it's scary. And it's scary because I want to get married. I believe in relationships. I don't like this whole sneaky link and fuck friend thing. I don't like it, okay? Maybe, you know, I take that back. Let me stop trying to act like a holy. Yeah, I don't, look here, I've been through my whole stage in my early 20s, baby. I'm about to be 30 this year, honey. Yeah, it's, I done retired my car, honey. I've been a hot girl before Megan knew she was a hot girl, honey. So, so I'm at a stage in my life where I'm tired of that. I'm not into having meaningless sex with guys. I don't want to be texting multiple guys, you know, that I don't like that just to let time pass by because I'm bored. I want to be in a genuine relationship. And it's truly scary being single out here dating as usual and you are keeping on encountering married men who are living living like they're truly single when they have wives and kids at home and living good lives from the outside. Like that's, and these women have no idea what their husbands is doing. Like that's frightening, and it makes you even want to like question, like, do you really want to get married? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you really want to get in that? Because it seems like so many guys are not valuing those vows that they took when they got married. And I'm pretty sure that there's so many other single women that I know of all ages, you all. This is not just my age group. I've spoken with someone who is literally in her 50s, okay? And she even told me about a guy that she met that was married. Okay? And every woman isn't like me. I say this proudly, okay? Any woman that ever thought or think I wanted her man, baby, I promise you, honey, I'm a good woman. I have morals in life. I never engage with a man who is married or even in a relationship, okay? I am not that type of woman. I'm not even thirsty to even be trying to be with a man who's supposedly separated. I'm not that girl. So if you ever thought that I wanted your man or flirt with your man, baby, I wasn't. I'm just a natural friendly person, sis. And you better hope that your nigga meet a woman like me who has morals, because a lot of these chicks out here, they don't have morals. Because a lot of married men out here, like literally, like they're buying chicks gifts, getting their nails and hair done, stuff like this, and these chicks know that he's married. Like, it's not hard to find out a man is married. All the information is there. If you're really smart, you can see the pattern of certain times in the day he hits you up, certain times at the night he goes, you know what I'm saying? A lot of truck drivers are notorious for cheating. If you've ever dated a truck driver, you know exactly what I mean. They are notorious for cheating. And the reason why they're notorious for is because they're always on the road and they are away from home. So they have a little bit more time and freedom to be able to talk to you. So you don't have any indication that they are married. You know? So there's a lot of women out here who do not care about your marriage and your foundation. They will still sleep with your man. They will still mess with your man when they find out that he is married. Okay? Yes, it is indeed fucked up. I'm a big believer. I am definitely 100% sure of karma. I've seen it. It's happened to me when I was in a relationship and my ex cheated on me. How karma came back and got this girl. You know what I'm saying? To the point where she even wrote me an apology. I have a podcast episode about that and I have a blog post. Karma is a bitch. One of my top podcast episodes and one of my top blog post episodes. Written posts where, you know, I share the screenshots and stuff like that. But you know, it leads to this true, true, honest question. Are married men trash? You know, and it's not all married men. There are so many good men out here. So many of you ladies have great men out here who value marriage and love you and provide for you and your family. There are so many good married men out here, but there are also a lot of married men out here who are really honestly trash. They are truly trash, and they are literally like don't even like how you they are literally take they got a whole set schedule of leave the house in the morning, take off the ring. You know what I'm saying? When they get in front of the house or the garage, they put the ring back on. Like, they literally got this whole like routine they do daily. That's disturbing. That is disturbing. That truly is disturbing. You know, tell you guys a little quick little story, right? So it was this particular guy, right? I met him years ago. But when I met him years ago, I was dealing with somebody else, and I was really trying to get over this guy, and I just was not emotionally there to try to date him, right? So, you know, time went by. We still follow each other on Instagram. I mean, that man was fine. Like, I used to love him. He used to put out workout videos, like him lifting weights on his, oh my God, yeah. So, you know, he ended up reaching out to me again, like, last year, and I was dealing with somebody, and not somebody that I liked it, and it didn't work out. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he asked me, was I seeing anybody? I was like, you know, I'm getting to know somebody. And, you know, we left it at that. Then, you know, me and that situation didn't work out. And I happened to come across his Instagram. He posted his pictures. He's just fine. I don't know. He was just fine. He had this gal. I don't know, y'all. It was something about him. You know, and I was like, dang, we just can't never, ever get, like, together. Like, it's always something going on with me. So I was like, finally, you know, I was no attachments. So I was like, I'm not about to write him because y'all know I don't shoot my shot first. So I was like, okay. My way of getting the guy attention is I like one or two pictures, you know what I'm saying? Or I post some real sexy pictures of me up, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So if I post a picture, I'm about to go on his page and like a picture, you know what I'm saying? So if I like something on his page, he about to come on my page and see how good I am. Boom, got him. So I did that. Boom, he's in my DM. Literally the same day. So, you know, we get to a point, you know, we exchanged numbers, and he was like, you know, I remember we talked. He was a truck driver, y'all. We talked all day. Like, oh my God. Like, I was so excited about him when he came back to Georgia, because I was so excited. Like, you know, we finally get to get our date. You know, we was planning our date. Everything, you know what I'm saying? And something told me to just look into him a little while, because it had been years since I actually, like, you know what I'm saying? It had been years since we actually had a phone conversation. And I looked this man up on Facebook, and y'all, I thought he lived in Georgia. He actually lived in Texas. He is married. Beautiful woman. She's older than him. She's much older than him. She's a veteran. And she's pregnant, actually. You know what? I take that back. She had just had their baby, actually. And I was just like, I literally like, I was so disappointed. This happened last year, you all. This happened last year. And it really... I remember how I felt too. Like, I felt like emotion, like my fucking God, like why? You know what I'm saying? Like, cause you really, when you're somebody like me who's like always been disappointed, and like, and especially I'm very different, you know? And what, for you to understand that, you would have to know me, but I'm very different. I'm not what you may think I am. I'm totally different. So it's hard for me to find a guy who actually, open to understanding me, and you know what I'm saying, like, he's not judgmental, and he's just like, you know, somebody that I feel and truly enjoy talking to. So he was that type of guy, you know what I'm saying? And I was just so hurt. Like, I was truly hurt because all this time went by. You know what I'm saying? Even he said to himself, he was like, you know, I've been trying to get at you for a while, but every time, you know, you had situations. And I was always honest with him. I was always honest with him. When he would hit me up, you know, wanting to connect, and I was dealing with somebody, I always let him know. You know, and even if he had a situation where it was he was separated or something like that, you should have been honest so we can leak, so we can be a friends, so we can be cordial. You were being disrespectful. Now you disrespected me. You disrespected your marriage. So what I did, typical fucking Kayla fucking fashion, I took a damn screenshot of him and this damn lady on her Facebook page and I sent it to him, right? He did not respond or nothing. He did not respond. The next day, this man texts me and like, I ain't sent him shit. Like, sir, you got the text message. Like, I'm bringing it up. Like, I'm trying to bring up this situation, y'all. And he's acting like I'm not, like, y'all, the most weirdest shit ever. Like, most weirdest shit ever. Imagine bringing up, like, are you in a relationship with somebody? You married? And they talking about some, yeah, I'm about to go get some food. Like, just dodging the whole conversation. And you know what? I was like, I blocked him. I blocked him. And that really, oh my gosh. Now that I think about it, y'all, now that I think about it, I have not really, it took me months actually after him to like really like get back like dating. Because I was really pissed the fuck off. I was really fucking mad. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why? Like, why do that to your wife? Like, you have a beautiful woman. They had a nice house in Texas. Yeah, I know. I seen it all. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you seem to, this woman seems to really love you. And like, why are you, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? Like, why? Even if I was like liking some pictures of yours, like, the same way I was honest with you when I was not even in a relationship with guys, I was just getting to know them. I had enough respect for you and those guys that I was getting to know to let you know that, you know, right now it just wasn't a good time. You in a whole marriage and you can't do that. And what really messed me up, because I was literally, this was like maybe 1 or 2 days before I was about to link up with him. You know, so there's, you know, sometimes there's not always signs to know when a man is married. You know, I will say there's a lot of ladies out there, they just don't know. And I'm not the type of person, I don't want to judge any of you ladies who get yourself in situations with married men, because everybody's intuition, everybody's not quick on their feet to think like me. You know, even though in that case that I explained to you, you know, a few minutes ago, is that he gave me no sign that he was married. I just happened to, you know, look him up on social media and found his wife and found out they had a whole life together and she had a baby. That's how I found out by doing my research. But sometimes, ladies, you all have red flags right in front of you, but you like a guy so much you ignore those. Like, be smart, because sometimes we are our own problem by getting our own feelings hurt. Like, you have to think. Like, you know, if you're with a guy and he's always coming to your house and you never can come to his house and he has to leave at a particular time, and you know what I'm saying, and you can't reach him after 8, like, put two and two together and think, like, okay, it may not be a wife, but it could be like he's in a situation. Another way to find out if a man is married is to do a full Google search name. You got so many married couples, when they get married, they have registries online, okay? When a couple is being registered for a baby or a wedding, that registry is still online. So if a man, that actually has happened to me before too. I was dealing with this police officer. He worked for Atlanta PD. He was a white guy. Yes, Kayla dibbles and dabbles in white chocolate. pick your, close your mouth, okay? Him too had a beautiful family. This was in my petty days. My other Instagram for it got deleted. I had actually blasted his ass. I remember that. I had a bunch of comments and people were like, ooh. Yeah, I had put his ass on blast. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, putting a police officer on blast. I was swiling, you know, out of mature. But I've had that happen to me. I found out by doing a simple Google search of his name and found their wedding registry. They had just got married. They were newlyweds. And he was trying to date me. You have to be smart. You know what I'm saying? And I truly believe, like, don't get yourself involved with no married man. Like, that's just, first of all, that's not karma. And that's just not good. Like, as a woman, like, you know damn well that's just wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he wants to be a hoe, let him be a hoe. Don't you stoop down to his level by involving yourself into that mess. Because once you lay on your back for a married man, you literally have inserted yourself into these people's marriage. I truly believe that. And I know that a lot of people don't believe in that. A lot of these people just, you know, a lot of these people are really selfish. They in it to get what they need to get. And you know, and it's, you know, people say, oh, well, I don't owe her any type of loyalty. You don't. But damn, do you have any self-respect for yourself? Because imagine somebody was doing that to your husband. And you just sitting home making dinner, taking care of the kid, thinking he on his way home at work, but he's with his side hoe at the hotel. When you were once a side hoe at the hotel. Like, come on now. Taking y'all hard-earned money and buying, like, a side chick gifts. Like, come on now. So, are married men trash? I think the quality of married men is truly have gone down. And it's honestly sad how so many people are getting married for show. And just getting married for all the wrong reasons. Nobody is truly getting married to be loyal and, you know what I'm saying? And be committed. That's truly sad. So I'm personally speaking from my personal experience. Married men, a lot of married men are trash. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not about to get on here and say, oh, what you need to do if you find out your man is this and that. Because I'm not a married woman, okay? I don't like speaking on shit that ain't got nothing to do with me. So, you know, my whole point of view was just speaking as a single woman out here. And my single, you know, homegirls who experiencing so many of these married men. It's truly fucking disgusting. And, Jesus, Lord. Whew. We just gonna pray. We gonna pray, y'all. So thank y'all for listening to Whopping Wednesday this week. Appreciate y'all. And I'm gonna see you guys next week. And make sure you subscribe to Kayla Got the 411 Talk Show on YouTube. You should definitely be doing that. If you're not subscribed, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go ahead. Go ahead and do that, man. I'm out. Hey, y'all. Just want to say thank you so much for watching the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and of course, hit that subscription button. I am grateful for every view, whether you like me or you don't. And don't forget, I got a podcast too. There are exclusive episodes on that podcast, so don't forget to go check that out as well. They are on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Baby, I'm everywhere, okay? And follow me on social media. I'm Kayla Got the 411 on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr. Baby, like I said, I'm everywhere. Thank you again for watching the show, and I'll see you on the next episode of Kayla Got the 411.